Mr. Chair, I think it's necessary to spend a little bit of time on this one to make sure that we all have the same understanding, because the most recent proposal by Algeria is taking the article in a totally different direction. And I'm also not sure that I fully understand with what other part of the declaration this would overlap. This article is asking states, when you set up a policy, to raise awareness to whether it's prevention, whether it's education, whether it is in reaction to cases of discrimination, to do that in an intersectional way. And intersectionality here has nothing to do with women or children or gender at all. When we have an intersectional approach to fighting racism, it means you look at it with a holistic lens, and that you bring in all your technical ministries, whether they work on employment, on housing, on sanitation, you name it, on healthcare, for example, because this is something that you have to tackle as a government horizontally. That's what the term intersectional refers to. So it has nothing to do with whether the victims are men or women or LGBTIQ plus, and we know, especially within the OIC, that the position on the use of the term intersectionality has hardened. This is especially the case in the last, let's say, 2 to 3 years, but we should not have a spillover of this separate discussion into our discussions on racism. If you look at the political declaration adopted by consensus at the General Assembly in September 2021, when we had the 20th commemoration of the DDPA, it's literally there. This has never been a problem in the past. We've been developing intersectional approaches to fighting racism for decades. So we have a very strong position on this one, that the declaration is not meant to take us back in time. You ask any UN mechanism working on racism, and we have a lot, as you know, in my view, maybe a bit too many, but that's a different discussion. All of them will confirm that this is the way forward. So we need a separate standalone article, and it really needs to be broadened to the need for this horizontal, holistic approach. And I've made this point over and over again, but we have to clarify where we stand.